We will start down on the end with Mr. Jardine.
I just had a brief report. I'm looking forward to next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to attend the Governor Sandoval's drought summit in Carson City, Nevada. Being on the east side, everything's related, so I wouldn't miss it. And I know there's other conferences going on. It's going to be a busy week. That's it.
Mr. Pumphrey?
Just really quickly, the fourth Sierra Water Summit was held on August 10th in Kings Beach, and there's a pretty extensive write-up about it in the executive officer's report, so I will not repeat that. Thank you, Richard, for that. Except to say there were over 75 people in attendance at the summit, and as indicated in the write-up, the summit came away with two or three basic ideas about how to formulate a strategy to make the voices of the Sierra residents better heard in Sacramento, and the follow-up on that is going to be coordinated by the Sierra Water Work Group and the people who coordinated the summit itself. The other thing is that it was a facilitated afternoon, and so all of the notes from the facilitators are posted on the Sierra Water Work Group website if you want to see, you know, all of the ideas that were generated. It was a fascinating set of conversations, and it was really interesting to see the enthusiasm of everybody in the audience, and we got some really sage advice from a variety of experts, including someone associated with the legislative course. And so I'm hopeful that this will generate some follow-up and a real push to try to advance some of the concerns of people who live in the Sierra as a whole, and particularly in those parts of the Sierra that are in our region. And I'm pleased to say that in addition to me being there, Richard Booth was there, and Kim Niemeyer, and Amy Horn, and
Doug
Cushman. That's right. So we were well represented, and I was also pleased that everyone from Lahontan made some real positive contributions to the conversation.
We didn't embarrass you.
And I hope vice versa.
Thank you, Mr. Pumphrey. Dr. Horn.
I have a few things to talk about. So I want to thank Board Member Pumphrey for all the hard work he did into putting together the Sierra Water Work Group, because it was a fabulous day. I learned a lot. So it was an opportunity for me to hear for the first time what the integrated regional watershed groups are doing on the west side of the Sierra Nevada. And they're very active and getting a lot done. And so it enabled me to get a bigger picture of what's going on in the Sierra. For me, one of the really exciting things about the day was hearing about people starting to talk about using forestry to benefit watershed health. And I know a lot of you have heard me say in Lahontan board meetings that I see forestry and water as being complementary in a lot of ways, and that the perception that water and forestry were adversarial was, I felt, a biased view. And I was so excited to hear other people basically saying the same thing. A lot of research is going into trying to answer questions people have about that. One is a big project that's going on at the Sagehen Field Station. Unfortunately, the the impediment to going forward with that project is there's no market for the timber that they have. They've been trying to do a sawlog sale there for 2 years and have gotten no bites. So what's hanging us up on moving forward on this is more the economics of forestry than public policy. But it's something that, I mean, there's some very good stuff in the pipeline that will help us move forward on bringing forestry and watershed management together. In August, I also, so Mr. Pumphrey and I have been participating with state board member Steve Moore and some other regional board members from around the state on a working group that's working on watershed restoration. That also has been a great education to hear about what people have learned and how much progress they've made in the Bay Area, down in San Diego, other parts of California, different approaches that are being used. We're going to make a presentation at the Water Quality Coordinating Committee meeting in October about the work that we've done over the past year and steps forward. It's still a work in progress, but that's been an interesting initiative as well. And some of you know that I am surprisingly in my third year of law school. And I'm taking a class right now that requires me to do, and I'm in law school in Las Vegas at UNLV. And one of the classes I'm in right now requires us to do some sort of a project for the benefit of the community, and the community is defined however you want. It could be, you know, the world, whatever you want to define the community to be. Well, one of the things that's happened in the past year is that Pat Mulroy, who was the general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Agency, had retired a year ago, and now she's a senior fellow at the law school. And she's organizing a conference in January that... So Pat Mulroy has been a mover and shaker on the Colorado River Compact and sort of moving discussions between the seven states involved in the Colorado River Compact away from litigation and more towards consensus and collaboration. And so this is a conference that's associated with the Colorado River Compact, and I will be organizing something to be determined the day after that conference that hopefully adds value to the discussion. So I'm very excited to have this opportunity to learn about more about the Colorado River Compact and also to work with Pat Mulroy. So just thought I'd share that.
Mr. Dyer?
No report. Thank you.
Okay. For the chair's report, on our chair's conference call this past Monday, we discussed WQCC. It's coming up October 12th and 13th. If you don't have your reservations in, please see Sue. And I have a latest copy of the agenda to pass out to each and every one of you. It is that rare opportunity that we have once a year to meet with representatives from all the regions. So I encourage any of you who are available to attend. And that concludes the chair's comments. With that, I will ask...